January is National Radon Action Month, and here with us today to talk about radon is Amy Bethgee, Director of Health for the Housatonic Valley Health District. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here this morning.
Well, as we're talking about radon, the first thing we should do is tell people what radon is.
Absolutely. So radon is a naturally occurring, invisible, odorless radioactive gas. And for my science nerds out here, of which I certainly am one, the gas comes from uranium decay in rocks and enters buildings through small cracks in foundations. So radon is actually more common in Connecticut due to our state's geology, and really more specifically the bedrock and soil that's really rich in granite, which can naturally contain uranium that decays into radon gas.
And can this be found in any home, anywhere through the district, whether it's new or old?
Absolutely. So we're actually considered part of the radon belt here in Connecticut, which means we have high radon throughout the state. One in four homes in our state of Connecticut have high radon. So this is a problem because radon can pose a serious lung cancer risk. It's actually, and many people are surprised to hear this, it's actually the number one risk of lung cancer for non-smokers. So it's pretty common. It's a big cause of lung cancer.
And what do you advise people to do?
What people can do, and this is what we often encourage, is to test their home for radon every other year or immediately after doing any type of remodeling or renovation work. Anytime you're doing any type of that work, it can mess with the foundation a little bit, cause more cracks, cause those cracks to thicken a little bit, which can then release additional radon into the home. So once a year, we at Housatonic Valley Health District offer free testing. You can stop into any one of our offices in either Sharon Town Hall, New Milford Town Hall, or Southbury Town Hall and pick up a radon test kit. We have instructions for you. You test your home, and if it's over the recommended levels, which is 4 PCI over L, what we'll then recommend that you do is connect with a radon mitigation system installer and work with them to add a radon mitigation system to your home. Those are found to be very effective. So if you need it, you have one in your home, you're really eliminating and minimizing that risk of radon exposure for yourself and your family.
What about disturbing the soils outside in your yard and such? Would that have a possible impact on your home as well?
It could, but because we're outside in the fresh air, and it's really the issue is when it's contained within a structure or a building, that's more of the major concern. So we're not as worried about doing any type of work outside. It's more interior work that's done on the property to the home.
Now, are there other sources for the test kit other than your offices?
Absolutely. So throughout the year, and I actually have done this myself, you can purchase them on Amazon. We like offering them through our district because they're free. Sometimes on Amazon, they can get a little bit pricey, but you can typically find one. The ones we do, you do the test kit, you send it off in the mail, and then you get your results. So it's kind of a one time and done, but you can actually have a it looks kind of like a smoke detector. You can put it in your home and it actually monitors throughout the year. Those are typically anywhere between $75 to $150 online.
So these are similar to the CO2 connectors, I'm presuming.
It looks exactly the same. It looks like a CO2 detector. It looks like a smoke detector.
But you have to have both. Each one of them detects a different thing.
Correct. We definitely recommend having, they're doing some type of radon detection every 2 years if you live in Connecticut.
Since we have our homes all sealed up the way we do, is it possible that you could help mitigate some of this by opening windows periodically? Because what you seem to be indicating is this is something that you're kind of trapped inside with. And as long as you can change your air periodically, you might have less of a chance of being harmed by it.
That's a great question. That's actually why January is National Radon Action Month, because that's typically when we're inside, we have our windows closed, and that will usually detect the highest reading that you'll see in a home throughout the year. certainly in the summer, and I've seen this in my own home where we have had issues with elevated radon in the past, the levels are much lower in the summer because our windows are open. What I would say is when you see that reading, if you're, you know, conducting the reading in December or in January this time of year, and you get an elevated reading, still, I recommend reach out to us here at the health department, reach out to a radon mitigation system installer, and they'll be able to assess your specific situation and give you guidance on if radon mitigation is necessary, or if your levels are, you know, not quite elevated consistently, maybe you can get away with doing something like that. But if your levels are elevated, we recommend mitigation.
And I'm going to assume that these are fairly accurate test kits.
These are very accurate kits, but if, you know, there is anyone who receives an elevated reading and wants to come back to do another one just to be sure, we're happy to give them another free test kit so that they may do so.
We've been talking to Amy Bethge of the Housatonic Valley Health District, who is the Director of Health, and we've been discussing National Radon Action Month. Obviously, as you're hearing, you should test your home at least every other year for radon. They offer free test kits for you. You can pick them up by going to one of their local offices. You can find more out about the Housatonic Valley Health District by going to hvhdct.gov. And while we're on the subject of the Housatonic Valley Health District, let's take a moment and explain what the other functions are that you do.
Absolutely. So we are the local health department for six towns in Western Connecticut. That includes Sharon, New Milford, Washington, Southbury, Oxford, and Woodbury. And we do a variety of programs for folks throughout those communities. So every year we offer flu testing, and we provide different types of vaccinations for individuals in the community. Also, if people want to do some types of work on their home, like adding a deck, we are the entity that reviews those records. We also do different types of restaurant inspections for all of our restaurant establishments throughout the community. And we offer a number of different types of programs. So, for example, for older adults in our community, we offer something called Matter of Balance, which focuses on falls risk prevention. And we offer programs for teens and their families to talk about teen driving safety. So we really run the gamut of all different types of community health programming, active health interventions like some of those restaurant inspections, and then doing some of our environmental health work, making sure that our homes are safe, especially if homes have septic or well on the property.
You're kind of a catch-all there. I'm surprised about...
We certainly are.
...about the driving thing. That kind of... Well, I guess that has to do with health, though, in a way. If you're a bad driver, you're not going to be very healthy, are you now?
Absolutely. We want to encourage safe driving habits, especially for teens and new drivers.
And I'd also like to add into this for folks that may be listening in the Connecticut area that these folks at the Housatonic Valley Health District are not the same people as the Torrington Area Health District. These are two separate organizations. Now, do you folks do basically the same thing for the towns that they cover?
That's correct. So we're both overseen by the Connecticut State Department of Health, and Torrington works with the communities that they serve, and we do similar functions for the communities that we serve. That's correct.
Thank you so much. It's great to hear from you and learn about the Housatonic Valley Health District. For everybody out there, January is National Radon Action Month, which means if you haven't, you may want to test your house for radon. You can get free kits from the district, and you can get those free kits, tell me again, by doing what?
By coming into our office, and we're located at Sharon, New Milford, and Southbury Town Halls.
Okay. That's your call to action for this month, folks. Thank you so much, Amy, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.